This is a Fox News alert taking action en masse. I'm Lisa LaSera. The Centers for Disease Control calling in the Justice Department after the transportation mask mandate was overturned.
They are saying that they think to protect CDC's public health authority beyond the ongoing assessment announced last week, CDC has asked DOJ to proceed with an appeal in Health Freedom Defense Fund Incorporated versus the Biden administration. That is the case where in a Florida federal court where the transportation masking mandate was challenged and overturned by a Trump-appointed judge.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. In a statement, the CDC said it continues to recommend that people wear masks in all indoor public transportation settings, adding wearing masks is most beneficial in crowded or poorly ventilated locations. There is no longer a threat to the U.S. Capitol after Capitol Police ordered the evacuation of the U.S. Capitol complex. They were tracking an aircraft they thought posed a threat. The alert was sent to congressional staffers. Once again, no longer a threat at the U.S. Capitol. President Biden sitting down this afternoon with military leaders to discuss the grim situation in Ukraine as Russian troops launched a renewed offensive in the east.
Weapons and ammunition are flowing in daily, and we're seeing just how vital our alliances and partnerships are around the world. Our allies are stepping up, amplifying the impact of our response, and NATO is united, focused, and energized as it's ever been.
And officials in the port city of Mariupol have warned the city could fall in days, if not hours. Mariupol, considered a key city for Russia. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his daily video address, said his government is working 24-7 to expedite Western arms shipments, and he said military aid is coming quickly now that Russia is trying to activate its attack. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Masks are no longer needed at Disney World in Florida.
Walt Disney World in Orlando is once again making masks optional in all areas. The resort had been requiring them in indoor areas at hotels and at the theme parks, as well as on transportation. The policy change comes as a federal court in Florida rules the CDC's mandate for masks on public transit to be unconstitutional. An Associated Press poll, however, shows mixed support for widespread unmasking. A little more than half of the 1,000 Americans polled still believe masks on public transportation should be required. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Workplace safety regulators in New Mexico have issued the maximum possible fine of nearly $137,000 against the film production company for firearm safety failures on the set of the film Rust, where a cinematographer was fatally shot in October by Alec Baldwin. The regulators also put out a scathing narrative of safety failures they say were in violation of standard safety protocols, including testimony that production managers took limited or no action to address other firearms issues on set before the fatal shooting. Instagram's chief breaks down its latest tagging updates.
Head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, detailing new features, including ranking for originality.
If you create something from scratch, you should get more credit than if you are resharing something that you found from someone else. We're going to do more to try and value original content more, particularly compared to reposted content.
Expanding product tagging to all users and rolling out enhanced people tags, allowing users to select a category for themselves, like fashion designer or photographer, when tagged in a post. Mosseri says the goal is to make sure creators get the credit they deserve. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added 249. The Nasdaq lost 166. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.